Siddur Snippets, this series is generously sponsored by the Saka family. We are up to Mechaka Chayim Bechesed. We described what that means. Mechaka Chayim Bechesed, the Chesed of Hashem, that He sustains us not in a minimal way, not with just enough to nourish us. The Chesed is that we enjoy the taste, the flavor, the aroma of that which sustains us in this world. Mechayim Esim Berachamim Rabim. The Rachamim Rabim, the Gemara tells us, is that He brings us back to life, not unclothed, not naked, but rather He brings us back to life with dignity. And then the next three words, Somech Noflim, the next three terms. Somech Noflim, He lifts the falling. Verofei Cholim, He heals the sick. Umatir Asurim, and He releases. Matir Asurim doesn't mean that He makes that which is forbidden permissible. We can't be Matir Asurim, Isurim. Matir Asurim means He releases those who are bound, those who are captive, those who are imprisoned. What do these three phrases mean, and why are they in the bracha of Tchiyas HaMesim? This is the bracha of Gvura, Hashem's might, His distinct and unique power. And that power, six times, we've mentioned, He's Mechaye Mesim. He brings the dead back to life. He sustains life. So why Somech Noflim, Rofei Cholim, Atir Asurim in this context? And here the Marami Rudenberg, the last, or one of the last of the Balei HaTosos, makes a beautiful comment. He says, the truth is, each of these three descriptions are miniature forms of a Tchiyas HaMesim. Tchiyas HaMesim is not binary. It's not all or nothing. It's not that a person is either dead or alive. There are people who feel dead or dying even while they're yet alive. There are incremental stages. There are different experiences that people have. So when someone is nofa, when they're falling, and Hashem is somech, He catches and He lifts, when He brings a person back to life, when He gives hope, and when He offers help, and He gives a person a certain confidence and a few certain future, He's somech noflim, that's a tchiyas hamesim. We've all interacted, and maybe some of us, God forbid, has even felt or experienced the feeling of falling. A falling not only physically, a person whose health is compromised, but who bounces back. People who doctors wrote off, and yet they have a miracle, and yet they have a recovery. Rofei cholim, person who feels stuck. Matir asurim, someone who feels stuck or captive. Someone who's immobile, somebody who thinks, this is it, this is my life, I'll never break out, it'll never get better, this is my mazel. And so we acknowledge Hashem's power, that as long as we surrender and submit to Hashem, as long as we recognize His gvura, we never give up. Yeish is asr min haTorah. We scream from the rooftops, Rabbi Nachman taught us. You can't have yeish. Yeish is shalom idas. A person who's hopeless and helpless has lost their mind, because a Yid, a Jew who has his mind, knows, and we say it three times a day, knows that Hashem is somech noflim, it's never over. He's rofei cholim, He's matir asurim. And these are three forms of a tchiyas hamesim. Even when a person feels a piece of them has died, a situation has died, a relationship has died, a dream or an aspiration has died, Kodesh Baruch Hu can bring it back to life. He can resurrect. So the Maram Rudenberg says, that's why, that's the continuity of this theme, that's why it's in this bracha of Tchiyas HaMesim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechayim Mesim, and what are three examples of a miniature Tchiyas HaMesim, that He's Somech Noflim, Rofei Cholim, and He is Matir Asurim, not only physically, emotionally, and spiritually as well. The Shem Yishmuel, the Sachachava Rebbe, the grandson of the Kotzker, he says all three are in the present tense. Did you ever notice that? We've been saying it for quite a while. Hashem is somech noflim. Not those who have fallen, but those who are falling. He's rofei cholim. He doesn't heal those who were sick, but those who are. He's matir asurim. Why are all three in the present tense? So the Shem Yishmuel, the Sacha Chavar, says, because the noflim, the person who in the present tense feels like they're falling. Someone catch me. I'm falling. Is it over? Haven't even hit rock bottom. The fall continues. How deep can the fall go? Rofei cholim, somebody who's sick, feels there's no hope. The illness is just compounding. It's just getting worse. Asurim, someone feels imprisoned. And we know, ein chavash matir atzman beis asurim, a person who's in prison can't release themselves. Can't see a way out themselves. They feel there is no way out. Each of these are descending levels. Somech noflim, falling, a feeling of falling. Cholim, a feeling of being ill, where the diagnosis just gets worse and worse. And asurim, you feel bound and chained and locked in when one feels there's no way out. And with all of these, and then umekayim emunaso, lishene afar. The lowest level is the yishene afar. Who are the shene afar? Shene, to be ashen, to be asleep, is yashen legamre. To be asleep fully is the lowest level. Person is incapacitated. Person is unconscious. A person is comatose. Person is sleeping. That's the lowest level. And even that lowest level, Kodesh Baruch Hu fulfills his promise, the emunah, the faith he has, that it's not too late. No situation is helpless or hopeless. Kodesh Baruch Hu has the capacity to bring us back. So the introduction of the overarching theme of Gvuros is Mechayim Esim. But then we look at our own lives, and no matter how we feel, emotionally, spiritually, mentally, physically, he's Somech Noflim, he's Rofei Cholim, he's Matir Asurim, and even Lishenei Afar, even the person who feels utterly numb, they feel asleep, even while they're awake, they feel entirely lost. Kodesh Baruch Hu's Mekayim Emunaso, he has that ability because of his Gvura to bring us back. So that is the perspective of Ma'amar Rutenberg, how the Shem Yishmuel understands it. We'll continue tomorrow night with another understanding of a different one of the Balei HaTosfos, the Ra'avan, Rabbi Eliezer ben Nissim, who has a different understanding that all three terms are describing a specific individual. A specific individual. Who is that individual? Stay tuned to the next Siddur Snack.